AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A vehicle speeding toward the Rainbow Bridge, which connects the U.S. and Canada, crashed and exploded at a checkpoint on the New York side today. Governor Kathy Hochul.
Two individuals died in the vehicle. The Border Patrol individual working in the booth was injured. The booth literally protected that individual. They went to the hospital with minor injuries and have been released.
It's unclear whether the driver was intentionally heading for the bridge. The fiery crash prompted the closing of other border crossings in the area. Governor Hochul again.
At a time when there's such high anxiety, stress levels are already high, and we've been on heightened alert since October 7th. That's why it's so important for me to stand here and tell the world based on what we know at this moment, and again, anything can change, there is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
Israel's national security advisor says the planned hostage for prisoner swap with Hamas has been delayed until at least Friday. However, he says the agreement does remain on track. It's to take place as part of a four-day truce, but the AP's Joe Fetterman reports that could last longer.
One of the stipulations of the ceasefire is that Hamas has the ability to extend it beyond those 4 days. For every day that it releases an additional 10 hostages, Israel says it will extend that ceasefire.
In the Netherlands, an exit poll indicates far-right anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory. Economic news, jobless claims down sharply last week, and mortgage rates continue to ease, a 30-year now averaging 7.29%. And stocks closed higher.
Trading was muted ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The Dow added 184 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.41%. U.S. markets will be open for half a day on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
This is AP News. The sound of a busy Grand Central Station in New York today. Rita Foley reports record numbers are traveling this Thanksgiving.
55 million of us, says the AAA, and most of us will drive. Drivers will get a break from last year on gasoline prices. AAA says the nationwide average for gas is $3.28 a gallon today. That's down from $3.63 a year ago. Air travelers will enjoy lower prices, too. Airfares in October were down 13% from last year. That's according to government figures. With all that good news, there is some advice for you from the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg.
There is some bad weather expected that could affect Thanksgiving travel. So the FAA's command center, as usual, is working closely with airlines to plan for and plan around any disruptive weather.
I'm Rita Foley.
Thanks, Rita. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.